1260 AM Amory, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. Concern for Americans and others held hostage by Hamas as the Israeli military widens its war operations in Gaza. ABC's Tom Sufi Burridge in Tel Aviv.
Given the scale of fighting and intense bombardment of Gaza today, the fate of those remaining hostages is really uncertain. Negotiations for their release have halted. The hostages' families due to meet Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu tomorrow.
The White House says money to help Ukraine is running low. Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell says Republicans want border security items in any such bill.
Washington Democrats appear to be hell-bent on exhausting every half-baked idea before they get serious about actually fixing our border enforcement system.
The Senate Democratic leader says Republicans refuse to compromise, criticizing the Border Patrol's decision to close a crossing at Lukeville, Arizona, because of the surge of migrants recently. Democratic Arizona Governor Katie Hobbs. This is ABC News. Gasoline prices still inching down.
There were worries that when OPEC countries met last week that they would make major production cuts, causing oil prices to rise. They did make cuts, but analysts say they were not big enough to offset global falling demand for oil, so prices should not move much in the near term. The Energy Department reports the price of regular unleaded came down about a penny a gallon in the past week to $3.23 a gallon, but that's 16 cents a gallon less than a year ago. The cheapest gas is along the Gulf Coast at $2.74 a gallon. Alex Stone, ABC News.
A dream cruise in the South Pacific turned into a nightmare for some when a Royal Caribbean ship was overbooked, leaving some travelers high and dry. Travel expert Colleen McDaniels.
Like the airline industry, cruise lines sometimes will overbook their ships, knowing that people are going to drop off, not show up, etc. It's a fairly common practice for that kind of booking.
Royal Caribbean says guests were given the choice of another sail date or a refund. Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
The fastest hour in radio, serving truth, justice, and equality with every slice. Outside the Pizza Box with Pizza Box Mike. Friday nights at 7 on Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK.
Timeout.
Oh, right. Remember, we're a team that plays together. Listen, the winning will take care of itself. We just have to get everyone involved.
In interscholastic sports, we celebrate what makes every one of us unique. And in the pursuit of a common goal, everyone in the huddle, in the bleachers, and in the community comes together. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
Hey, son, how are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I can't explain it.
When your kid can't find the language, find the lyrics. Start a conversation at soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by Ed Council and Pivotal Ventures.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with...
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wegehoe. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The Wisconsin Senate's new top Democrat says her goal is to make sure every member of her party has a voice in the legislature. Democrats elected Senator Dianne Hesselbein as their new minority leader Friday. She replaces Melissa Agard, who's running for Dane County Executive. Hesselbein is from Middleton. Service workers at Lambeau Field overwhelmingly voted to form a union. Over 80% of those who voted Sunday voted in favor of unionization. They're looking to join the Milwaukee Area Service and Hospitality Workers Union, which also includes workers at the Fiserv Forum in the Deer District in Milwaukee. Officials with both the Packers and Delaware North, the company that employs vendors at Lambeau Field, say they will negotiate with workers in good faith and hope to quickly ratify their first contract. I'm Nate Wegehoe, Civic Media News.
Packers upset the Chiefs. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Green Bay Packers were 5.5-point underdogs to the Kansas City Chiefs. They proved the odds makers wrong. Green Bay 27, the Chiefs 19. Christian Watson with two touchdown catches before he had to leave the game with a hamstring injury.
I just think the offense as a whole is clicking a lot more. I think we found our groove. It's been showing.
The Chiefs have now fallen to 8-4, and they host the Bills next week. Quarterback Patrick Mahomes.
I mean, obviously we're not where we want to be yet, but I feel like we're close. We're playing a lot of good football teams really well. Be focused on another challenge this next week coming at Arrowhead.
College football, the Wisconsin Badgers will face the LSU Tigers in the Reliant EverQuest Bowl, formerly the Outback Bowl, in Tampa. The kickoff, 11 a.m. on New Year's Day. The Badgers with a record of 7-5 against the Tigers at 9-3. Luke Fickell says his team will remain physical.
We all know what this program's been built on, right? It doesn't mean it has to change.
With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Here's your updated forecast. Snow likely tonight, otherwise cloudy. Lows level off around 28. Northwest winds around 5 miles per hour. Overcast skies tomorrow, 36. A dusting of snow tonight. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley on Lake Air WLAK, 1260 AM. Right now, 32.
The Civic Media Network of radio stations across Wisconsin. It's your hometown radio. Refreshed. Connecting with you on air, online, and on the Civic Media app. This is Lake Air 1260 AM, WLAK, Amory's radio station.
One, two, one, two, three, four.
Broadcasting live statewide from the Civic Media studios in Green Bay, this is Nightline with Pete Schwabba, your inside source on everything entertainment from Wisconsin to Hollywood. And now, a guy who wears a bathing suit in the shower, Pete Schwabba.
Welcome back to Nightlight. I am Pete Schwabba. Thanks for joining me here on the Civic Media Radio Network. So this is our first show, and we just had our first guest, Bill Leff. He's the host of the national show, Tune In With Me on the MeTV Network. And Bill, very funny guy. He was a great, great guest. Coming up in just a little while, we are going to turn to a friend of mine who I go to whenever I need a fun Wisconsin story. I go to this guest. He's coming up a little later after the second part of the hour. Frank Anderson, and his website is Wisconsinology. I highly recommend it. If you love Wisconsin and you love fun, weird, unique, cool stories, definitely check that out. Frank will be joining us in just about 25 minutes or so. In the meantime, we're putting the question out there, and I've got a few more texts to read here. What is the Christmas movie you can't turn off? When you're surfing, you're going to go to bed and you come across that movie. Your tree is there in the room with you. You're feeling Christmassy. You probably should go to bed, but it's Christmas and this movie is on. What is that movie for you? What's the Christmas movie or holiday movie you cannot turn off? We want to know that. And you can text it to us at 920-264-0606. Or you can call us and we'll talk about it. I'd love to hear who's listening. Leave your name when you text so we know who's letting us know and who's chiming in. We got one text here. Conrad, I don't know if you saw this one. Starting to become a tradition with Bad Santa 1 and 2.
Yeah, I did see that one. And I actually do watch that. I first
regularly?
Saw it like 2 years ago.
Okay.
But it's a really funny comedy.
Yeah, I saw the first one. I did not see the second one, but I love Billy Bob Thornton. And here's another one. What's the... oh, by the way, I said Conrad's dad's name wrong. I disgraced the whole family. It's Krieger. It's spelled Krueger. And as a guy, Schwabba, who people have messed up my name my whole life and I've had to tell them how to spell it, that was a serious faux pas. Mea culpa, my friend.
It's all right.
Yeah. You haven't walked out, so you're obviously not too upset. Here we go. Die Hard. This is from Sage. He loves Die Hard. And apparently Sage thinks Die Hard is a Christmas movie. So I think I'm in the minority there, but we discussed this a little bit earlier. I think, I don't consider it a Christmas movie, but I love watching it. It's a great movie. And then we got a text from Mary who said she binge watched season one House of Cards. First time I experienced a show dropping all at once. What do you think about dropping an entire season at once versus one show a week? That's a question we need to ask moving forward in future shows. And that's what this is, folks. Nightlight is a discussion about all things Wisconsin culture and all things entertainment. We want to find out what you're watching. And, you know, since she texted it, it's not a Christmas thing, but I will say I think it's better to binge. I don't know. What about you, Kay?
I like to binge. I can't wait that whole week.
It's brutal.
Yeah.
And here's what I've done when this is what I like. I talked before about the show Bosch. There's a new Bosch out, Bosch Legacy, where he is no longer an LA cop, and they drop two at a time. And I like it when they drop all of them. That's becoming less of a thing now. But two I can live with. At least I get an hour and a half of entertainment, not just one. Like 40 minutes is nothing, you know? I wouldn't even get out of bed to watch a 40-minute show. So I like when they at least drop two at a time. Another one for Christmas vacation, too. So what is the movie, folks? What can't you turn off? What is the Christmas or holiday film you cannot turn off? You can text us or call us at 920-264-0606, and we will be happy to talk to you about that. Let's have a discussion here. Here's some other ones, too. I don't know. Are you a Muppet fan, Conrad?
I am not.
You're not a Muppet fan. Have you seen the Muppets?
I've only seen the movie.
Okay. That's a good start. I like the Muppets. So for those of you who are probably middle-aged, there's a movie out there called Night Shift. Michael Keaton, Henry Winkler, Shelley Long. And it's a really funny comedy. It's like Brian Grazer, the producer. It's kind of what put him on the, one of the movies that put him on the map. And Ron Howard directed it. And it's a scene about two guys that work in a morgue, and they turn it into like a brothel, not a brothel, but a, they run call girls out of the morgue in New York City. It's a funny movie. Michael Keaton crushes it in the film. Really funny, but it's set at Christmas time. And I wouldn't say that's a Christmas movie. I don't know. What about you?
I don't know.
Like Trading Places. Have you seen Trading Places?
I have not.
Okay. It's Dan Aykroyd, Eddie Murphy. Great film, set at Christmas. I would say that's more of a Christmas movie than Die Hard.
Yeah.
Or Night Shift.
But I haven't seen it. I already know it's a better Christmas movie than Die Hard.
Wow. He's taking a stance. Conrad is drawing a line in the sand. I like that. And I would say Die Hard is more of a movie than a Christmas movie than, I don't know. It's tough. I don't know. What are some other ones you've seen? I liked Home Alone. Home Alone and Christmas Vacation are kind of the ones we have to watch every year.
Those are two that I watch every year. And I don't know about you, but how many Home Alones do you actually watch? Do you watch one, two? Do you go any further than that?
I think I've seen the second one. The first one, oh, I've seen a gazillion times. And I never, when Macaulay Culkin puts the spider on Daniel Stern and he screams, it is one of the best moments in movie in cinema history. But have you seen more of the Home Alones?
So I've seen them all.
You've seen them all?
Yeah. There's six movies, I believe, now.
Wow. That's impressive.
No, five? Well, it's six. Yeah, it's six, but...
I'll take your word for it.
One and two are the only one with Culkin.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay.
The third and the fourth one are with different child actors. And then Disney Plus just released a newer one. It came out in 2021 called Home Sweet Home Alone.
Home Sweet Home Alone. I like the title. Was it terrible? It good?
That's the best thing about it is the title.
The title. So you can turn it off after the opening credits?
It follows, like, you know, the base story. He gets left behind. His parents go on vacation, you know. But it's like, it's a different twist on it. So the people who are going to be the robbers were actually just a couple. We're going to lose their home. And Max is the main character, the kid. His mom, they go to like the open house for it, and he steals a doll from the couple that's going to lose their house.
Okay.
And that doll turns out to be very, very valuable. They want to sell it for a lot of money, that couple. So they realize that he stole it, and they try to get it back from him when his parents are gone. But it makes you hate the kid more than the robbers. And I think that's the worst thing about it.
Is this the one you told me where there's like one original cast member?
Buzz is the police officer in it.
Macaulay Culkin's older brother in the original Home Alone.
Yep.
Is in Home Alone 6 and he's a cop.
Yes.
Is he supposed to be Kevin's brother in 6 or?
Yeah, he is.
And he went on to be a cop.
Yep.
Wow. I'd love to know what happened with the rest of the family. And how about all the bad parenting? How can you leave? That's like six movies dedicated to forgetting you have a child.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't get that.
See, the first one and two, it's like, I don't know how they do it a second time.
Yeah.
In Home Alone 1 and 2, because they're the same characters.
Yeah, you forget your kid once. Okay, maybe it could happen, but.
Oh, wait, no. What was it? He got on a different flight on the second one.
Okay.
And he ended up in New York. And the family went to, I think, Florida.
Interesting.
Yep.
Okay. Well, all right, whatever. You know, every parent has their thing. Have you seen, now you said you do like A Christmas Story.
Yes.
Here's a classic I'm going to throw out there, and I'm rolling the dice here. I don't think people have seen this film, but it's called The Shop Around the Corner, and it's with Jimmy Stewart, I believe, and it's set in a department store, but I think they filmed it in Hungary, like in the 40s. And a friend of mine told me about it. I need to get better about watching old Hollywood movies because I'm kind of a new age guy by nature, but I love the setting in a department store. It's kind of like Casablanca with Rick's American Cafe. It's just a great setting and a really nice holiday movie, but it's black and white. And it's so it has that classic feel to it. And it's just a great, great Christmas movie. So I highly recommend that if people are looking for a new Christmas movie this year. Also White Christmas and Holiday, and you got those too. So anyway, we want to hear what the Christmas movies you cannot turn off are. We are also celebrating Jeff Daniels. Whose birthday are we celebrating? Jeff Bridges. It's Jeff Bridges' birthday today. He is 74, and he is an actor in one of my all-time favorite films called The Big Lebowski. Do we have another clip we could play from The Big Lebowski?
Yes, we do.
Let's hear it.
Where's the money, Lebowski? Where's the money, Lebowski? Where's the money, head?
It's down there somewhere. Let me take another look.
Don't do that. Not on the rug, man.
See? See what happens, Lebowski? You see what happens?
Nobody calls me Lebowski. You got the wrong guy. I'm the dude, man.
Your name's Lebowski, Lebowski. Your wife is Bunny.
My wife, Bunny? Do you see a wedding ring on my finger? Does this place look like I'm married? The toilet seat's up, man.
That is Christmas to me, The Big Lebowski. I mean, you said you watched it today, probably because you knew we were going to be doing clips. I appreciate that, Conrad. Yeah. What did you think of your first viewing of The Big Lebowski and Jeff Bridges?
I was confused half of the time. Very confused.
I get that.
I think it was a good movie to be confused about.
Yeah, it's the Coen brothers, and they have the Coen brothers quirkiness, and John Goodman's great. That scene that we just heard, they were dunking a couple of, and I love that they were kind of Southern California henchmen, a couple surfer guys coming in, and they were dunking Jeff Bridges' head in the toilet, and that's what we heard, and then we heard another guy peeing on his rug, and the whole movie is about Jeff Lebowski, or Jeff Bridges, trying to get his rug back. That's all he wants because it ties the room together. Have you seen The Big Lebowski? What are your thoughts? Engage us, text us, or call us at 920-264-0606. We want to know what you think about The Big Lebowski. We also want to know, what's the Christmas movie that comes on that you cannot turn off? Let's talk about this. So when we come back, you know, Conrad, you and I just kind of met. This is our first show together. I think it's magical so far. I don't think I'm going out on a limb saying that. So we're going to learn a little bit more about you, and I want to put out to the state of Wisconsin, anybody's listening, what we're expecting of them as listeners and what we want them to do and how we want them to interact with the show. Cause I'm going to talk a little bit about Marinette and where I'm from and what's happened there and some of the cool stuff that has happened there. So we'll do that. We'll talk more Christmas movies. We'll talk more. I don't know. Should we talk more Big Lebowski, or is that run its course?
I mean, I like the movie, so we could keep talking.
We got a couple clips, right?
Yeah,
we do. So we'll do that in just a minute. And again, Frank Anderson is coming up, folks. If you love Wisconsin, you're going to love Frank. His website is Wisconsinology. It's Pete Schwabe. The show is Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK.
I was proud to be a soldier.
I told the truth and got kicked out.
And so I thought to myself, I'm taking this rule down.
If you're an LGBTQ plus veteran, your memories are important too. Share your story with the Library of Congress Veterans History Project, where firsthand accounts from U.S. military veterans are preserved and made accessible for researchers and future generations. Visit loc.gov/vets to submit your stories, photographs, and documents today.
If you love them enough to listen to them practice the same song on tuba,
please be done.
over and over and over and over and over. Then surely you'll check NHTSA.gov/the right seat to make sure they're correctly buckled in the back seat.
Sounds good, honey.
Check today at NHTSA.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Lake Air, 1260 AM WLAK.
I see you roll your way into the semis. Dios mío, man. Liam and me, we're gonna f*** you up.
Yeah, well, you know, that's just like your opinion, man.
That is another clip from The Big Lebowski, starring Jeff Bridges, who turns 74 today. Great actor, one of my favorites. And welcome back to Nightlight with Peach Wamba, where we are talking some show business. We're talking some Wisconsin show business. And, okay, so here's what I want to do. Conrad is my producer tonight. The great Conrad Krieger. Did I get your name right that time, Conrad?
You did.
Okay, perfect.
Thank you.
Awesome. You're welcome. My pleasure. Thanks for putting up with me. So, we just got another text. Okay, here's The Grinch with Jim Carrey. Oh, that's a great one. Okay. That's Paul. Everyone in Conrad's family is texting.
Everyone's
the
texting.
The entire Krieger clan. Okay.
Thanks, Mom.
Thanks, Mom. So that's awesome. Keep those texts coming. We want to know the Christmas movie you cannot turn off, or if you have a favorite scene about The Big Lebowski, too. That's kind of what we're conversing here about tonight. But right now, I want to talk about Wisconsin and how amazing our state is and our communities are when it comes to the arts and when it comes to culture. Everyone has a great community theater. They've had independent film shot there. They know somebody from there who's done some cool stuff. In just a few minutes, Frank Anderson is going to join us from the website Wisconsinology. Frank is in Appleton. Houdini is from Appleton. Willem Dafoe is from Appleton. There are people from your town that have done cool stuff. So I want to know who they are. And maybe we'll do this, Conrad. Maybe every night or once a week, we'll talk to someone from a different county in Wisconsin or city, and we'll kind of find out what happens there. Like, you're from Wisconsin, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep.
Tell me a little about where are you from?
Well, I'm from Kewaskum, Wisconsin, which, you know where West Bend is, about 7 minutes north. Named after a chief, but it's basically just a farm town.
Does Kewaskum mean 7 minutes north of West Bend? Is that what?
Yeah.
Okay.
About
7 minutes, too. I like how you said that. It's about 7 minutes.
Yeah.
You've obviously made the drive a few times. So that's cool. So that's where you're born and raised?
Yep. We got one thing that is pretty well known in Wisconsin, which is Sunburst, which is a pretty big ski hill.
Oh, okay. Oh, yeah. Nice.
Yep.
Do you ski?
I used to snowboard.
Okay. Is that easier or harder than skiing? I have no desire. I'm not an extreme sports. I'm kind of an inside guy.
I've never tried skiing.
No.
But snowboarding is hard to learn.
Is it?
Yeah. It took me a while. And then I broke a clavicle and then I stopped.
That sounds horrible.
Yep.
Good choice, though.
Yeah.
So they have a ski hill in Kewaskum, 7 minutes north of West Bend. Wow. I didn't know there was a ski hill that far south in Wisconsin, but I'm not a skier. So, well, that's cool. So do you like Green Bay? Do you like living here? That's where we're doing this here from, right?
Yep.
The WGBW Studios.
WGBW.
okay. So that's where Conrad's. Do you know anything about the town you lived in, like in terms of who's from there, what cool things have happened there? The culture.
There's not, I mean, it, like I said, it's a farm town.
Okay.
You know, we got a bunch of cornfields.
Yeah. Did you ever get lost in one and chased by kids with knives, like out of a Stephen King novel? Actually,
that happened to me yesterday.
Did it really?
Yeah.
All right. So here's, I'm going to give you some homework. I want to know, I bet you $10 something cool happened there when it comes to the show business or the arts or whatever. So let's find out about Kewaskum. And if your folks, your family's obviously listening, so let's put them to the test too. Let's figure this out, okay?
All right.
So in Marinette, as I can tell you, which is my adopted hometown, I moved there in junior high from Chicago, right from the inner city of Chicago to Marinette, which was interesting as a kid. It was truly a different world. And here's why I'm encouraging people to learn about their towns or communities here in Wisconsin. I didn't know who was from Marinette until after I had left. I went back to Chicago. I started doing stand-up comedy. I moved to LA. I was out there for 14 years. While I was out there, there was a guy in a nursing home named Arthur Gardner, who was from Marinette. His dad owned a suit store. Arthur Gardner's Real name was Arthur Goldberg. In World War II, he changed it to Gardner. He went and fought in World War II. And apparently he and some other guys filmed the war, which to me is almost more terrifying than being in the war, because you're just, you have nothing to defend yourself. You're just using a camera. That's crazy. So very brave. Arthur Gardner filmed the war with some other guys. When the war was over, they went out to Hollywood and created shows like F Troop and The Rifleman with Chuck Connors. And this is a great story about this cool guy from this little tiny pocket of Wisconsin where I live and have lived, Marinette. And I had no idea. So I think we should learn more about the history of our towns, showbiz related or not. I just think there's history is fascinating to begin with, but every town or county in Wisconsin and anywhere has a cool story behind it typically. So Arthur Gardner is one from Marinette. And the reason I said that before about when I lived in LA, he was in a retirement home and I think he lived to be like 104. And a friend of mine, Mike McGuire, who's also from Marinette, who is out making films in LA right now, went and visited him. And I had already left LA. I didn't even know about the guy. So another person, have you heard of Pauly Shore, Conrad?
Pauly Shore.
Encino Man. You know, he's been in a lot of movies. He was a stand-up comic. If you Google him, you'll know him. Biodome was another Pauly Shore gem. His mom, Mitzi Shore, owned the Comedy Store in L.A. on Sunset Boulevard. I performed there when I lived in L.A. And she was from Marinette. And I had no idea. She went to the UW-Madison, married composer Howard Shore. And they moved to L.A. And he went out. He was, I think, a Rat Packer and sang in Vegas. They got divorced. She got the comedy club. And she was a character. But she owned the comedy club on Sunset Boulevard. And then there's another guy named Howell Conant, who was a photographer who was from Marinette. He became Grace Kelly and Liz Taylor's photographer. And his name was Howell Conant. I have a picture of him at home. He looks like kind of a cool guy, like a photographer would look, as you might imagine. Very pretty, kind of avant-garde and cool. And then this is not as big a deal. Winona Ryder's grandmother is from Marinette, Wisconsin. So my point in telling people this is I want to know more about that's just my little county and my little town in Marinette. So I want to know more about this state and the culture behind it and the cities and counties. So let's encourage people to tell their stories and what they might know. And, you know, if you have to make something up, make something up. That's fine too. So we'll do that. So, and are you going to find, who would you like to be from your town, Conrad? Let's put that to you.
What do you mean?
Who would you think it's cool if he or she were from where you grew up?
I'm a sports guy, so it has to be someone in the NFL or the NBA.
Who's your favorite? Are you a Packer fan?
I am, yeah.
What did you think about the star sightings last night?
Well, like, I was actually at the game yesterday.
Were you?
Yeah.
Nice.
Yep.
Did you spill your beer on Taylor Swift?
I tried. They didn't let me in there, though.
Too far away, right?
I tried.
Okay, that was a pretty good representation for little Green Bay. We had Taylor Swift, Simone Biles, and Tony Shalhoub.
Yeah.
It's like a Laker game.
Yeah, that was really cool.
Yeah.
I know at Lambeau, they weren't allowed to talk about it or anything with Taylor Swift, so.
What do you mean?
Well, for the day before the game, a bunch of my friends, we went to on the stadium tour.
Oh, nice.
And we asked the tour guide, do you know if Taylor Swift is going to be here?
Yeah.
And you'd say, I'm not allowed to comment on that.
Which is yes. Well, he should have just said no.
He said, I'd be the last guy to know about that.
Oh, I got the crack security guard. Yeah, she's here, but they didn't tell me. I have to protect her. Okay, good. All right, we got a couple more texts here, Conrad. I love the Big Lebowski. John Turturro is hilarious as the Jesus. You said it, man. Nobody messes with the Jesus. Ha ha. And we got another one here. One of my favorite holiday movies is Elf with Will Ferrell, coming in from the 310 area code. Love that. So it's Nightlight with Pete Schwabe. When we come back, we're going to be joined by a Wisconsin institution. Frank Anderson is going to talk cool Wisconsin on Nightlight with Pete Schwabe on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. Concern for Americans and others held hostage by Hamas as the Israeli military widens its war operations in Gaza. ABC's Tom Sufi Burridge in Tel Aviv.
Given the scale of fighting and intense bombardment of Gaza today, the fate of those remaining hostages is really uncertain. Negotiations for their release have halted. The hostages' families due to meet Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu tomorrow.
The White House says money to help Ukraine is running low. Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell says Republicans want border security items in any such bill.
Washington Democrats appear to be hell-bent on exhausting every half-baked idea before they get serious about actually fixing our border enforcement system.
The Senate Democratic leader says Republicans refuse to compromise, criticizing the Border Patrol's decision to close a crossing at Lukeville, Arizona, because of the surge of migrants recently. Democratic Arizona Governor Katie Hobbs. This is ABC News.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wegehout. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. A group of GOP lawmakers are looking to dissolve the state's election commission ahead of next year's presidential election. The bill was released by Republican Representative Dan Knodel and 10 other representatives. Under the bill, the Wisconsin Elections Commission would dissolve and all elections-related duties would go to the Secretary of State. The Republican-led legislature would then have final say over any election issue made by the Secretary of State. If passed by the legislature, it is almost certain to be vetoed by Governor Evers. Airports around Wisconsin are getting money for safety and infrastructure upgrades. The Federal Aviation Administration is giving out $38 million in airport improvement grants. The money will upgrade runways, terminals, and roads. There are also plans for sustainability projects. The grants are part of a growing list of Wisconsin projects as part of the bipartisan infrastructure law. I'm Nate Wegehout, Civic Media News.
If I could be you,
and you could be me,
for just 1 hour,
if you could find a way
to get inside
each other's mind,
walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
We've all felt left out, and for some, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Here's your updated forecast. Snow likely tonight, otherwise cloudy. Lows level off around 28. Northwest winds around 5 miles per hour. Overcast skies tomorrow, 36. A dusting of snow tonight. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley on Lake Air WLAK, 1260 AM. Right now, 32.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
Who's your Bob? Who's your daddy? What you got for us, Bob?
Look, you could dig Richard Nixon out of the ground right now, have him declare as a Democrat, and I would vote for him before I would vote for Donald Trump.
Dead Tricky Dick over Trump.
And I hate Richard Nixon.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Weekday afternoons from 4 till 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. You're listening to Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK.
Think you'd like working with us at Civic Media? We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin. If you have the right skills to join our team, let's talk. Civic Media is a proud equal opportunity employer committed to diversity and inclusion, along with the growth and development of all current and future employees. If you're interested or are part of an organization who wants to know more, go to our website, civicmedia.us, and click on the Careers tab.
Sometimes I just cannot believe all the storms we've gone through here. I can only hope that we'll be able to leave this house to you one day, baby. You're our legacy.
Planning for these disasters will make sure we're safe, and is the best way to protect that legacy.
Protect your legacy. Visit ready.gov/plan for the tools and tips you need to start your emergency preparedness plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Like smelt fries and music on the river, we're uniquely Amory. This is Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK, Amory's radio station.
Upcoming Smash Biography.
This was my biography. Author, author. Once I stood stone like at midnight, suspended.
Welcome back to Nightlight. I'm Pete Schwabe here on the Civic Media Radio Network. Our first show, talking entertainment and all things fun Wisconsin. We've gotten some great calls and texts throughout the course of the show. People telling us the holiday movie or Christmas movie they cannot turn off when they see it. And there's a lot of the classics, but a couple, you know, offbeat ones thrown in there, which has been good. So keep those coming. What is the Christmas movie or holiday movie you cannot turn off when you see it? We're also celebrating Jeff Bridges' birthday today. He turned 74 in The Big Lebowski. So you can text us or call with your thoughts about The Big Lebowski if you are so inclined. That phone number is 920-264-0606. We hope to hear from you. Okay, so this is exciting for me. This is our second guest ever on Nightlight so far. I've known this guy for quite a while. I met him in Milwaukee. We went out to dinner with a mutual friend, and we were talking about show ideas and all kinds of stuff. My next guest has lived all over the world, LA, San Francisco, I think the Philippines, but he now calls Appleton home. He is a true Renaissance man of entertainment, and he is known around my house as Appleton's favorite son, Houdini and Willem Dafoe be damned. Please welcome to Nightlight, Frank Anderson. Hi, Frank.
Hey, Pete. So exciting to be on your exciting debut.
Yeah, you're so close. I can probably, you probably could shout and I'd hear you. You're just right over there.
Well,
in Appleton,
yeah, I'm that loud.
So how's it going, Frank? Tell us what you're working on right now. You've directed commercials. You've directed documentary films. I'll be sitting at home just to give you an idea of Frank's life. And I'll see a music documentary and all of a sudden they're interviewing Frank Anderson in a Butch Vig documentary. It's like, what? Hey, that's Frank. What? Like, you're everywhere. How do you do it?
I don't know. I just live life.
Yes, you do.
I really don't.
Yes, you do. So your website is Wisconsinology.com. Can you tell us a little bit about Wisconsinology and what your goals are with it?
Since 2006.
Wow.
I've been telling the tales of Wisconsin, things that interest me mainly. And we got real good numbers on Facebook. It somehow took off there. But before that, it was just a website. And you know, there was a point where I told mostly ghost stories. But I've gone out of that because that industry has blown up across Wisconsin. And there are so many of such sites and subgenres. But it is Christmas. And when it's Christmas, I think of ghost stories.
Hey, lay them on us. If you got a couple great ghost stories, we're all ears. Wisconsin ghost and Christmas, that's the triumvirate. So,
well,
please.
It's these are personal ghost stories that going to tell. And how much time do I have?
You got enough time. We can close the show with you if you want. So you just start talking and I'll tell you when to stop.
Well, listeners. This happened to me 23 years ago. I was working in Chicago for an animation studio, and I'd commute there from Appleton. And one night, I just wanted to go home so bad. I'm in downtown Chicago. I have no idea what the weather's like because I'm shooting animation the old way, frame by frame in a locked room.
Wow.
And it was the Sears Christmas campaign, actually. And I just bullheadedly decided to go home. 2 a.m., I pull out. Biggest damn snowstorm ever is hitting Chicago. I had no idea it was happening, but I'm in the middle of my drive. I'm locked into traffic. 30 minutes later, I'm lost. Completely lost. The snow is coming down so heavy. Right in front of me, just when I thought, I'm just going to pull over and let it pile up.
Yeah.
A car pulls in front of me, a big 1970s car. one of those LTD, not a town car, not a Lincoln town car, but an LTD. And its dome light is on. For some reason, its dome light is on. And there's three guys in there, and they're all hefty, and they're smiling and laughing. And one looks back at me and waves. And then I notice on the back of their car, bumper stickers. One is an old Packer bumper stickers that maybe some of your listeners might remember, when Lynn Dickey was the quarterback of the Packers, and it said, "You can't lick our Dickey." And I started laughing because I remembered that. That was a bumper sticker back in the day.
Clever.
And the other bumper sticker said, "Follow me to Wally's Tavern in Manitowoc, Wisconsin." So I decided right there, I'm following these guys no matter what. And they're all, the car was lit up like you wouldn't believe. The snow got worse and worse. I don't know how we got out of Chicago. I didn't even know where I was. I could guess we were headed north. Hours went by because we're going 20 miles an hour.
Oh,
I don't know
how
we got around Milwaukee. I'm leaning way into my windshield, rubbing it to hand defogging it. And they're still in front of me. Those three guys, and the one in the back keeps looking back and smiling, even waved once. And we kept going, and we kept going. The snow started to lighten. They pulled ahead a bit. And then one last squall comes in. And by the nature of the snow, I knew we were in Wisconsin, and I knew we were maybe around Sheboygan. And coming out of that squall, it was almost a whiteout. And then we suddenly came out of it, and I was beyond the storm. They weren't there anymore. But there was a road sign. It's Manitowoc, next exit.
Oh, my.
And I took Highway 10 across to Appleton at that point. But I thought about that every single Christmas.
So you had no idea who these guys were. It was like a party in the car. And they more or less encouraged you to follow them.
They looked like my uncles, that old Wisconsin feel and look, big guys, love to drink, love Gemütlichkeit, love to polka. And I just literally took the instruction, follow me to Wally's Tavern.
And were you at Wally's Tavern or you just got close
enough? No, I was outside Manitowoc.
That would have been too weird.
That would have ruined the story.
So what's your take on that, Frank? I mean, do you think they were ghosts or what?
They could be, but I don't, I'm a ardent debunker of such things.
Yeah.
I'm the first person to say, when someone says, "I know what I saw," I'm the first person to say, "No, you don't. Nobody knows what they saw."
It could have been
a fever dream. I had been animating. I don't know how to describe what it's like to be on an animation table for 12 hours straight. You're concentrating on numbers, and you're shooting. And it's immense concentration. I could have been having a fever dream. I could have fever dreamed my way out of there. But the one thing I loved was the "You Can't Lick Our Dickey" sticker.
That's when you knew, all right, they're going to Wisconsin. And I'm going to stick with these guys. I mean, the fact that they were in an LTD Ford in, 2000 or late 90s?
99.
Yeah, that's just, I didn't even see those on the road, I don't think, by that point.
No, not outside of, Sunday drives in Wisconsin.
Right.
No, not at all. You didn't see them. And if you saw anything, it would be a Lincoln Town Car.
Yeah. That's insane. So I know you have another. Do you have a story about a ghost ship? Did we talk about that before, or just in passing?
Oh, we did. It's the Griffin, the famous. I don't. It's a very general story.
Want. You got the floor.
I got the floor.
Yeah, Christmas and ghosts. I mean, come on.
Well, here's another one a personal touch.
Okay.
And this one takes, I'm going to take you out of Northeast Wisconsin for a moment.
Okay.
This takes place in Wisconsin's tobacco country. And that is the heavily Norwegian settled southeast corner of Dane County.
Okay.
About 16 miles from Madison. I call it my hometown because I lived there during my high school years. But this takes place outside of Deerfield, Wisconsin, in a small Norwegian cemetery. And there are Norwegian cemeteries all over that place.
Huh.
That's where my people are from. Anyway,
I didn't even know Wisconsin had a tobacco country, so that's,
wherever
that's
there's Norwegians, there's tobacco. It's hard, insanely dumb work, but you get a big damn check in February every year.
Okay.
And that town, Deerfield, still stubbornly holds on. People plant it because you're supposed to, not for any other reason.
Huh.
You know, my grandpa did it, my dad did it. I'm going to just keep doing it.
Yeah.
But, beautiful long shed, famous tobacco barns of Dane County. Anyway, one day I was at home with my father my uncle drove up the hill. He might have had an LTD, but he drove up the hill and came in. He was rather ashen-faced, and he sat down, and he told my father, he said, "I just saw the weirdest thing." He said, "I was driving out by the cemetery," and what he meant, I'll name it, the Haugie Cemetery in Deerfield, Wisconsin, just outside of town. And he said, "I saw the strangest thing. I saw a giant dog standing on its hind legs, dressed in an old evening frock, wearing a top hat, standing in the cemetery, watching cars go by." And my father thought he'd been drinking.
A lot of tobacco, laughing. Yeah.
I mean, nobody believed it. But I was also there 1 week later when a salesman who worked for my father drove in from Minnesota. He pulls up, comes in. After some pleasantries, he says, "I just saw something. I don't know if I believe it." He said, "There's a giant dog. It's over 6 feet tall. It's wearing a top hat with a overcoat, a man's dress coat from a longer ago time." And he said, "I don't know what to make of it, but it watched me as I drove by." And that hit my father very hard because he doesn't believe in anything like that.
Huh.
He never did. And to this day, I don't have an explanation for it. Practical joker? Or because that town, Deerfield, is at the edge of what Wisconsin famously calls its werewolf triangle.
Whoa.
Jefferson, Delavan Jefferson, what's the Bray Road? All the way up into southeast Dane County, where people sight large, hairy animals.
Come on.
And I don't know. I don't know if that's related. I mean, I don't believe in all that stuff. I know there's been tons of sightings down there.
Of werewolves?
But, yeah, Werewolf County, USA, is Jefferson County, Wisconsin. Oh. And I don't know what to make of it at all. And I don't know why the one that was seen by these two men was wearing a top hat.
Yeah, where does the top hat? Oh, even if you make the leap and you see a werewolf,
yeah.
How does he get his hands or his paws on a hair? How does he get? It could have been a formal, you know, he's trying, yeah. He's lonely. I get that.
My mind immediately goes to some farmer in town is an amazing practical joker.
Yeah. Right. Hey, Frank, can you stick around for like 1 minute?
Yeah.
Maybe even indulge me with a ghost ship story. We'll talk, but I want to see what you're watching too. But we'll just hang on for 1 minute. We'll be right back with Frank Anderson from Wisconsinology. This is Nightlight with Pete Schwabe on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Lake Air, 1260 AM WLAK.
QS Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the lingo.
Jelly. Jelly adjective. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org, brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUS Kids, and the Ad Council.
Don't let biased algorithms, or degree screens, or exclusive professional networks, or stereotypes. Don't let anything keep you from discovering the half of the workforce who are stars. Workers skilled through alternative routes rather than a bachelor's degree. It's time to tear the paper ceiling and see the stars beyond it. Find out how you can make stars part of your talent strategy at tearthepaperceiling.org. Brought to you by Opportunity at Work and the Ad Council.
This is Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK.
Welcome back to Nightlight with Peach Waba. Here on the Civic Media Radio Network, we got another text from a Christmas movie fan, the movie that you can't turn off. And this person says they can't turn off Loretta Young and David Niven and Cary Grant in The Bishop's Wife, which I think they remade later into The Preacher's Wife with Denzel Washington and maybe Whitney Houston, if I'm not mistaken. But The Bishop's Wife, that is a Christmas classic. So thanks for, you guys are doing great about texting in. And we'll get, we're talking with Frank Anderson from the website Wisconsinology, Renaissance man from Appleton. He's one of Wisconsin's own, Frank Anderson. He told two great ghost stories. Frank, I want to ask what you're watching before we let you go. We've got about, I don't know, eight minutes left. Can you squeeze in for my, just for me, the ship, the ghost ship story before we find out what you've been watching?
Sure.
Is that possible?
Yes.
You're a sport. Thank you. I love this story.
Absolutely. It's the Griffin is the most famous ship, lost, sunken ship in the Great Lakes. In the middle of the 1600s, it sailed. It was the first, by the way, the first schooner, fully masted ship to sail in the Great Lakes. It sailed from what is now upstate New York to Washington Island.
Oh, wow.
Just off Death's Door.
Yeah.
And it was there to collect a fortune in furs. Now, the furs that ran through the Fox River in Wisconsin, and eventually made their way up to the tip of Door County for distribution to the French Empire in Canada. That it was more valuable than gold. Fur was more valuable. Hmm. It drove the European economy at the time. Hence, the superhighway that generated Europe's wealth was the Fox River, the Fox Wisconsin Waterway. So this is a very valuable cargo, and it was placed on this ship, and the ship belonged to Sieur de La Salle, the great French explorer who was later shot by his own men in Louisiana or Texas or something like that.
Because of
his beloved
name?
Leader.
Because he had a cool name?
His cool name. But the ship was loaded with furs. La Salle went off exploring other things via canoe, and off it went, never to be seen again.
Jeez.
It has been the subject of over 30 very serious attempts and possible sightings, location, underwater expeditions to, confirm that it exists sunk. But what happened in Door County in the 1940s was a couple was out for a stroll on the Lake Michigan side, not the Green Bay side, and they looked out to sea, and there was this beautifully rigged old ship, the Griffin, with its golden griffin on the prow. That's how you could tell it's a Griffin. Sails unfurled and slowly making its way out north, due north from Washington Island. they could hear the people talking as if it was just another day, and they could see the crew. It looked like the reenactment to them. And this the ship passed, and then over time they lost sight of it. They told friends, it was reported here, but they tried to find, was the Griffin reconstructed, and was a crew taking it out, visiting ports around the Great Lakes. Of course it wasn't, and of course that wasn't true. So they had reported an actual ghost sighting, but of a ghost ship. But there's so many ghost ship sightings in Wisconsin, it's endless, because we are, Michigan and Wisconsin, unbelievable graveyards for ships.
Yeah.
And, you know, one of the most famous recent ghost ship sightings is the famous Christmas ship that never made it to Chicago. Right. And sank off of, I believe, Two Rivers or Manitowoc.
Yeah. I think you're right. So what, you're a skeptic. I mean, what do you make of that?
I don't know. I think
part of me wants to believe it's true, but I'm with you, though.
Well, if you believe in quantum physics.
What's that?
And I'm not going to give any lecture on that, but quantum physics tells us that any sighting is completely subjective and not objective. So, I don't know. I don't know what to make of it. It's a story I relate. People love that stuff. I do too.
Oh, man, it's great. It's so fascinating to you, because part of you wants it to be true, or just the possibility of it.
We all want it to be true.
Yeah, I mean, or to see something like that. Just a ship that went down 300 years ago, but they're all partying and you see it sailing by. I mean, that's like out of a movie, you know?
Yeah.
How do you find this stuff?
I'm a lifelong library inhabitant.
Well, the website is Wisconsinology. The man, the Renaissance man, is Frank Anderson. And you've had so many different careers. What was your favorite? Do you like running this website, or animating, or directing? What do you like the most, Frank?
Animating. No, yeah. I like music, because I did that for so long.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I love animating. I'm still at it. My last project I did was I did historical animation, which is just another term for the fact that I still do it the old way.
Yeah.
Yeah, for the HBO program, The Last Movie Stars, 8-parter produced by Martin Scorsese.
God, you're a busy guy. That's so incredible. Well,
and I'm doing it again. I have another show, but I signed an ND.
Oh. Okay. Will you come back then? When you can D?
Oh, I can't wait to D.
Okay. Hey, one of these days I want you to come into the studio if you would, or with some guys and play something live. I think that'd be so cool.
I'd love to.
All right.
Got
fantastic.
Room for a trio?
Absolutely, we do. Yeah. He is Frank Anderson. Check out wisconsinology.com. Frank, thanks so much for your time, and have great holidays, buddy.
Well, thank you, Pete. It's a pleasure.
My pleasure. All right, so the first episode of Nightlight is pretty much almost in the books. Conrad, we had another text. Someone said, did anybody nominate a Muppet Christmas Carol? It says, one I always enjoy in the season. That's Jack from Merrimack. That's kind of cool. You guys sent great text. Thanks for being part of the show. Thanks for joining the discussion with text. Excellent stuff. And I want to thank my guests, Bill Leff and Frank Anderson. And Conrad, outstanding job.
Thank you.
Success? What do you say?
I think so.
All right. I had fun. I hope you did too.
Oh, yeah.
Thanks for joining us tonight on Nightlight. We'll be back tomorrow night at 8 o'clock with Nightlight, for Nightlight with Peach Wabba on the Civic Media Radio Network.
In touch with the City of Lakes. In touch with you. This is Lake Air, 1260 AM WLAK, Amory's radio station. Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Say it with me, the Boxing Six. And you could catch every play, every score, every Milwaukee Bucks game on Lake Air Radio, WLAK, 1260 AM in Amory. Your station for the Milwaukee Bucks, your hometown radio refreshed.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Listening to Lake Air, WLAK 1260 AM Amory, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.